it is the day after Thanksgiving, and maybe you're still letting that food settle down a bit, work its way through you, just in time to have the leftovers today, right? So today I thought it would be appropriate to talk about food, and one that I feel guilty about it, but it makes me hungry when I think about it. And that'd be Famous Last Meals. Welcome to Council of Trent. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, I want to talk about Famous Last Meals. It's a pretty long tradition, at least in America, but they do this in other countries as well, of giving an inmate convicted on death row, given the death penalty, to have his choice, basically, of what his last meal would be. And now there's myths and realities related to this. They have tightened it up a lot in recent years. But at least a few decades ago, a lot of times people had, sky was the limit on what some people could ask for. When I see it, and there's a photographer named Harry Hargraves, who's created photographic reconstructions of a lot of these last meals. When you look at them, you say, oh, that'd be nice to have. It's almost like if you ate that big enough meal and just like put you to sleep, then maybe you would just get through everything a lot easier, at least if it's, you know, lethal injection or something. So obviously it's, you don't want to make light of killing and things like that, but I don't know why, but just looking at the last meals, I mean, it does make me think, like, what if I was imprisoned in a unjust country, you know, I was executed on a false charge or something like that, or, you know, it was just illegal to be Catholic or Christian. And so I was, you know, it was my last meal. What would I ask for? Honestly, what I'd ask for is probably similar to one in 1916 in England. Roger Casement was convicted of treason for, I guess, helping getting help from the German Empire for an event called the Easter Rising. He was sentenced to be hung in the year 1916. His last meal was sacramental bread. It said Casement converted to Catholicism before his execution and stated he intended to go to my death with the body of my God as my last meal. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. So I guess, yeah, if someone said to me, what would your last meal be? I think I would just ask for the Eucharist. Ask for last rites, ask for the Eucharist. To receive last rites in the Eucharist before you die is called viaticum, food for the journey. So that's what I would... That's what I would want. You'd want to face, you know, to realize you're now going to go. We always pray for a peaceful death. We pray for a good death. And if you are faced with death, hopefully you spent your whole life preparing for that one moment to be prepared to peacefully go and meet the Lord and to be with him. So I think that is what I would request. If I was not religious, probably something, I don't know. Well, I'll go through some of them here and maybe I'll settle on some. There's a few recurring themes. Part of me would want like a nice thick burger, but it's like burgers, you always want them, but they're not that great after. I don't know. You know, I see all of these things. I've had some good meals in my lifetime. Part of it's like especially if you've been on prison food for, you know, your whole time on death row, anything. I mean, I'm sure a cheeseburger is going to taste amazing when you've been on prison food for so long. So probably a steak or a burger, I think, is what I'd want, with some like thick fries with that, maybe a chocolate shake, and then go nappy forever. But as I said, if I was religious, I'd want the body of our Lord to sustain me for the journey. So these photographs Harry Hargraves made, I'm going to go through some of them. Look, I'm at it here. The first is for John Wayne Gacy. He was a serial killer convicted of rape and murder on 33 counts. He preyed after young men. He was called the killer clown because he used to perform as a clown, actually. So that's where we get a lot of the scary clown stuff in culture. I think a lot of that is derived from stuff people said about Gacy. Gacy requested 12 fried shrimp, a bucket of original recipe KFC French fries, and a pound of strawberries. Bunch of chicken fries, shrimp, and strawberries. I'm not a big fan of strawberries myself, so I think I'd probably pass on that. But that's actually, I think, the most popular meal that was selected by the inmates, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And for those who were sentenced to death by the electric chair, ironic last meal. Somewhat ironic. Sorry, gallows humor. Have to have gallows humor when you talk about death row, of course. But I think that's the number one that they just love. They love just getting some Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is crazy because if I asked for Kentucky Fried Chicken nowadays, that would be my last meal because it would probably kill me. I remember I loved Kentucky Fried Chicken as a kid and Subway as a kid. I loved everything owned by, but is now owned by Love Food, L-U-V. I think they own like Taco Bell, KFC, Subway, like it's all incorporated under, maybe they don't own Subway, but I know that, I'm pretty sure they own KFC and Taco Bell. And you have those restaurants like a KFC, Taco Bell, and Subway all in one place, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right there. Oh my goodness, if I were to have KFC now, that would be my last meal. It would probably just kill me. Next one is Timothy McVeigh, the terrorist behind the Oklahoma City bombing, sentenced to death for 168 counts of murder. 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. So that's one thing, right? If you don't really need a meal, so maybe my last meal, I don't think I would ask for like a meaty protein carbohydrate thing. Maybe just like cake. Maybe just like chocolate cake and a glass of milk. Thick chocolate ganache. And just have that sweet stuff. What does it matter if I have a sugar crash in 2 hours? Not going to be here to recognize that. So that was Timothy McVeigh. So I think maybe, yeah, I think I'm going to change it from steak and burger. I'll get a dessert. Speaking of desserts, this one's weird. Ricky Ray Rector, he was put to death in Arkansas for 2 counts of murder. He argued for a steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid. Cherry Kool-Aid? Really? Yeah, have any drink you want. And pecan pie. He left the pecan pie behind, telling a guard he was saving it for later. And that guard was like, well, I'm just going to have that pecan pie myself now. So that was his meal there. A lot of people do want pie. Steven Anderson in California, he asked for cottage cheese, hominy corn, peach pie, and chocolate chip ice cream. But pie would be something that would be nice. Angela Neves Diaz asked for nothing. And so he's given a regular meal and he declined to eat. I can understand not being hungry. Ronnie Lee Gardner was put to death, age of 49, by the firing squad. He asked for steak, lobster tail, apple pie, vanilla ice cream, all to sit and eat while he was watching The Lord of the Rings. Yeah, he got to have a movie. I didn't know you get to have a movie. Oh man, what would your last movie be? What would you? That is one I can't to watch. Lord of the Rings. Did they let him have all 3 Lord of the Rings? Goodness, that is beginning to be a bit luxurious, and it's hard. It is kind of hard for me. Some of these people committed these awful, horrible crimes. It's like, why would you want to reward them with anything? But at the same time, if a person is going to die, and of course, remember the church teaches the death penalty is inadmissible. You know, it's almost like, you know, fine, one thing, and then you go off for your final punishment. Ted Bundy, notorious serial killer, was given the electric chair for 35 counts of murder. He declined a special meal, so he was given the traditional last meal. This happened in Florida, and in Florida, the traditional meal is a medium rare steak, eggs over easy, hash browns, and toast. Steak and eggs is basically a steak and eggs breakfast. I don't know if he was executed in the morning or whatnot, but that's what they gave him. Some of these go back really far. So you have Sacco and Vanzetti, right? So that was the spy trial, Sacco and Vanzetti trial. That was back in 1920. No, it wasn't a spy. Charged with committing robbery and murder. Why do I think that it was about spies? That must have been something else around a similar time. They were Italian immigrants and anarchists. I think anarchists were connected to treason and things like that. So that was back in 1920. And the meal they ate in the 1920s, they were sentenced to death, 2 counts of murder. For the last meals, they requested soup, tea, meat, and toast. Soup, tea, meat, and toast. When it comes, though, to last meals, a lot of them recently have been, a lot of states have put restrictions on it. So Texas, for example, in Florida, it's got to be purchased locally, and it can't cost more than $40. In Oklahoma, the cost is limited to $25. It's limited to $25 in Oklahoma. The way things cost now, like if your last meal in Oklahoma would be like, I would like a Chipotle double meat burrito with guacamole. They'd have to say, we're sorry. The guacamole sends it over $25, you know, with a drink. All right. Sorry. You can have the drink or you can have guacamole. Like when you eat out, you can barely get a meal for yourself for $25. Good luck getting pecan pie or any of the other desserts that are there. So let's see here. Oh, it was in Texas that it was Lawrence Russell Brewer in 2011 that ruined it for everybody else. He ruined it for everybody else because he ordered a gigantic meal. And then, so here's what he ordered. He ordered a gigantic meal and then he refused to eat it. And then they said, you know what? Fine. Nobody gets a last meal now. But here's what he ordered. Here we go. 2 chicken fried steaks smothered in gravy with sliced onions, a triple meat bacon cheeseburger with fixings, a cheese omelet with ground beef, tomatoes, onions, bell peppers, jalapenos, fried okra, a pound of wings, a loaf of bread, 3 fajitas with fixings, a meat lover's pizza, 3 root beers, a pint of bluebell vanilla ice cream, slab peanut butter fudge, and crushed peanuts. And then when it was given to him, he refused the meal, saying he wasn't hungry. And now nobody gets a last meal. I think that's kind of lame, though, to punish everybody else for what that guy did. Also, if he didn't want it, I don't know, let the guards and the staff and the warden, they might as well just eat the food. Hey, at least they get a little perk, I imagine. So that's all I wanted to discuss today. But yeah, when you go through the list, so I'd say fried chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken is like the number one thing people on death row, right? Like, so if you eat a bunch of Kentucky Fried Chicken, it could be bad for your health. If the chicken doesn't kill you, it is a portent of what is to come for you, my friend. So think about that. Thank you guys for listening. You know, I hope you, thank you for indulging me on a food-related free-for-all Friday. It's Friday after Thanksgiving. What else is on our minds right now? But yeah, I hope you guys really enjoy this Thanksgiving weekend. You have a very blessed weekend.